This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a little energy economy now, specifically what's happening as we transition to a clean energy supply. Natural gas gets a lot of press in that transition as what's called a bridge fuel, something that can replace even dirtier coal on the way to a zero emissions energy economy. The United States is nowhere near the end of that natural gas bridge, truth be told. In fact, hundreds of new gas power plants are being planned. But six states have committed to 100% clean energy by the middle of this century, and the development of better and cheaper battery technology is making that seem more doable. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports now on what a clean energy transition might look like and what you do with the bridge to it after you cross.
Summertime. If Long Beach, California is known for anything, it's probably its huge shipping port and musicians like Snoop Dogg and Sublime. But on the city's southeastern edge, Long Beach also hosts California's largest gas plant, a series of smokestacks and boxy concrete buildings that have powered the state since the late 50s and 60s. Now, hundreds of workers are again fitting pipes and putting the finishing touches on a new replacement gas unit. When it begins running this winter, it could power more than 500,000 homes. Stephen O'Kane is a manager overseeing the $800 million project for energy company AES. He's well aware of the climate change concerns.
You're building another fossil fuel plant. How could this be consistent with our goals? But it's actually part of the puzzle, right?
The old gas plants take hours to turn on. This new unit can fire up or down in minutes, allowing the state to maximize renewable power in between.
We'll be able to get the same electrical service for half the amount of gas.
But that'll still be too much gas come 2045, when California has a goal of eliminating fossil fuels. Utilities will have to find something else to supply energy when the sun's not shining or the wind's not blowing. Which brings us to a barbed wire gate east of Los Angeles. Grant Davis leads me through a gravel lot past rows of what look like white refrigerators, which emit a low hum.
It's a little over 1.5 acres.
Davis is an engineer for the utility Southern California Edison, and the refrigerators are batteries installed in 2016 by electric car company Tesla.
Well, technology marches on. It's actually been moving a little bit quicker than we expected.
It's a system capable of powering 20,000 homes for up to 4 hours. SoCal Edison Vice President Colin Cushney says it's proof that batteries can replace gas.
Technically, the answer is a clear yes. The question really comes down to economics.
Gas is cheap, but the once prohibitive cost of batteries has been plummeting 75% since 2012. And Mark Dyson at clean energy think tank the Rocky Mountain Institute expects the price will keep dropping.
Renewables and batteries are about to do to gas what gas has done to coal in this country.
But what happens then to new gas plants like that one in Long Beach? Utilities and energy companies plan to build a lot more of them over the next 6 years, equivalent to 10% of the U.S. power supply.
I do find it really scary.
Amanda Levin at the Natural Resources Defense Council says most of these plants are designed to last a half century.
Utilities tend to try to run these plants as long as they can. They want to make sure that they get their money back.
If we overbuild the natural gas bridge, we might never get across, even if we can see the other side. Back at the gas power plant in Long Beach, it's AES's Stephen O'Kane that thinks the increasingly attractive economics of clean energy will eventually win out.
Market forces are changing the entire industry. It's not just California's aggressive goals. This is happening worldwide.
That's why, right next to its gas plant, AES has begun building what would be the world's largest battery facility. Still, O'Kane also explains how the new state-of-the-art gas plant can remain useful in the long term.
This is the last thing we'll ever turn off when we go to eliminate fossil fuels. You would hang on to the most efficient ones as long as you can, right?
And he hopes California will pay to keep it around after that, for emergencies, you know, like a giant backup generator. It's a positive view of an energy transition where we don't have to burn the bridge after we cross it. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.